Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to.
Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways, oh yeah. Go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build the house of God. I will take pleasure, I'll be glorified in it. This is my will. Upon this rock, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? Say, I will build your church. I will build your house. I will be like Nehemiah. I will build the house of God. Say, I will build your house. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Earning wages to put in a bag of holes, searching for much but getting so very little. You have sown so much but reap so little, because of my house that lieth waste. You dwell in your own house, but my house is not built. This is the time, time to build my house. Oh, 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 child, I will build my house upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, no. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. But will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? Say, I will build your church. I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build the house of God. Say, I will build your house. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Shall not prevail against it.
I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build the house of God. I will build your house. Oh, 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 oh. I will build your house. Building, 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 build the house of God, yeah. Building, 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 build the church of God, yeah. Like Ezra, Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be building your house, the Kadesh, yeah, yeah. Yes. my life all around. You gave your life to set me free. So I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, your word, I'll build your church, and I'll do it again and again, my Jesus, 'cause you gave your son, you gave your love, yeah, and you turned my life all around, you gave your life to set me free, so I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 world and preach the gospel until your life is done. If you love me, obey the Great Commission, yeah. Build churches everywhere, in every town, every province, every city, yeah. Africa shall be saved. But tell me, how long is it gonna take for you to obey me? I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to do my will. That's how I feel. I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain, oh, for you to do my will. That's why I keep asking, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Told you built a mega church. And I told you have a burning vision. Your vision must be big. But all you do does not lead to church growth. Your mind is on other things. So I've been thinking to myself, it seems I'm wasting time on you. So I wanna change your position. I'm gonna replace you and bring in someone else, because I have a feeling that I'm waiting in for you to obey me, yeah. I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain, oh, oh, Now why are you so hard? Why are you so difficult? Why don't you want to move? And why don't you want to change? Oh, oh, oh.
Speak comfortably to Jesus. Jerusalem, speaking comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare, her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, that her iniquity is pardoned. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, shall be exalted, shall be exalted, shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low, the crooked straight, and the rough places plain. The crooked straight, the crooked straight, and the rough places plain. Every valley shall be exalted. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low, the crooked straight, the crooked straight, and the rough places plain, and the rough places plain, and the rough places plain. The crooked straight and the rough places plain.
Please clap for Ida. That was a beautiful, beautiful, excellent ministration. Minstrel to prepare the way for what is coming tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy. Thank you all ministers who have come. Afterwards, I will do due diligence to acknowledge all the men of God who have gathered from all the corners of Accra. Names which I'm sure if we were to mention, even demons in hell will have to run away. Because these are men of God who have been casting them out for many years. And they are all assembled here. But I'm glad to have my father in the house. Beautiful. Beautiful. August 2012, he transferred me to the airport branch and without instruments. But he told me that we're going to have instruments with crisp sound. And I think tonight the prophecy has been fulfilled. The sound is crisp. Beautiful. But what a blessing it has been, a journey we have embarked upon. A year after I moved, he came into the church and said, "Can you people find land and build a church?" And the whole church shouted, "Yes!" But I knew in my heart that when he says that you people find land, it's not like the money is coming from. From my experience with the instruments. Because when he had a meeting at which the resident pastor of that church was in the meeting, and he said, "Bishop Eddie is coming to take over your church. Are you okay with it?" He said, "Oh, very, very, I'm very happy." Then he said, "We are going to buy instruments with crisp sound." Then I was very happy in my heart. It was a Tuesday, so I went to sit by him before he preached on the Tuesday. And I said, "When he finishes that message, I will ask him a question." He said, "Oh, it's okay, Kra. Ask me, like, it's not a problem. You can ask the question now. It doesn't matter now. Oh, it's okay." So I said, "Oh, at the meeting, oh, you said we will buy instruments with crisp sound." So I said, "So the money, no how?" Then he said, "Oh, when you go race fans." I laughed at myself so much because when he said it in the meeting, I saw a vision immediately of an envelope from his drawer upstairs behind the Jesus Cathedral of the Kodesh. He has a small desk with a drawer, and I saw him pull out the drawer and take out an envelope with $10,000 inside in a vision. I saw it in a flash. It came. So when he said, "When you go raise funds," I laughed at myself because, like, my vision, you know, it's like it has passed the bush. But, you know, on the 5th of August, I entered the church and I told them, "We are going to buy instruments with crisp sound." They shouted, "Yeah!" Then I said, "We are buying it today." There were about 120 people there. And I said, "How much is the keyboard? How much is drums? How much is this?" But they mentioned, they calculated it was about $12,000. Because the keyboardist mentioned the highest that he wanted to play. And the drummer also mentioned the highest. And I didn't really check with them, but they just gave me a rough idea. So, okay, 12,000. Okay. So I said, "Okay, we are raising it right now." And within 7 minutes, we got our $12,000. The prophecy had come to pass. And so here we are, found land, through his prophetic guidance, as I was struggling, he said, look, move from this airport area, this type of Nigerian businessmen who have hiked up the price, and go far. You find more easily, you find land there. So that's how come we came here. And look what the Lord has done. And throughout the construction, he kept coming here. He kept coming here to inspect, to give guidance. We're going to have some ideas here. He said, move it, do something else, change the frontage, do this, do that. Guiding like a master architect. And today, we have an architectural masterpiece. Bishop, I want to say thank you. When you are saying the things, initially, it doesn't look possible. It doesn't look like, where is this going? But through the years, as I've worked with you, I've seen how God has used your words and transformed them from nothing to great things. We are so glad to have you as our father. I am so glad to have you as my father. I'm always grateful to my father who said to me, go to Achimota School when I was in Prempeh College, which was also a very good school. The only problem is that I needed to polish my English. So I had to move to Achimota School and upgrade my English. And that is where I met Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. And I want to say thank you very much for accepting me as your friend. Beyond the pulpit is the friendship I enjoy with you. Anytime you call me, can we go? Is there a move? My heart just leaps for joy. Make all the arrangements, because a few moments with you is worth everything. You've changed my life so much. You brought such a difference into my life. My aging mother is here. Feeble and frail, she managed to come in and just see what the Lord has used your words to do in my life, her son's life. My mother's pastor is also here, Reverend Dr. Anthony Kujo. My mother-in-law is also here, who gave me a beautiful wife, who has fed me and made my life comfortable, and who also releases me to feel free to come here. Sometimes I can see that she will ask, "Iwo ngoje?" Then I said, "Oh, I'm from the site. I'm from the place." Say, "Oh, okay, no problem." Iwo uni ni maje. But thank you so much. Bishop, I listen to you every day of my life virtually because your words are so sweet in my ears all the time, shaping me, making me a better person. And Sister Mami, your lovely wife, whose friendship I've enjoyed. God bless you. And thank you so much for the change you brought to our lives and all my brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters in this beautiful, ultra-modern, multi-purpose, multifaceted, cosmopolitan, state-of-the-art, futuristic, and avant-garde church. Ladies and gentlemen, join me welcome my father, my pastor of many years, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, and his lovely wife, my friend, sister, auntie, Lady Reverend Mami Adelaide Hayward Mills. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, Bishop Eddie. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this great, great day and the great things you are doing and have done. We are so excited. We are so glad. We thank you for your blessing, for making today possible. Fill us with your spirit and speak to our hearts. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated and welcome my beautiful wife to say a few words.
Hallelujah. Well, I think today shows us God's faithfulness. And I just said, when we turned round to come to the car park, I said to Lady Pastor Shirley that when Bishop Addy was leaving, it was very heartbreaking. But if this is what it meant, then it's been worth it. So I still miss all of you very much. And God has provided us also with people to look after us, the Kodesh. But we miss you, and if it were just for emotional reasons, we'll still be together. But we recognize that the call of God is higher than our emotions, our feelings, our comfort, and our little minds. Amen. And I want to thank God for the visionary he's giving us, who sees beyond these things. Amen. And the psalmist always said when he walked past something, he took instruction. So I pray that today we will take instruction, that obedience is painful sometimes and often. The Bible says Abraham went not knowing where he was going. So when I saw Bishop Addy's bare land, he came not knowing where he was going. But Bishop Addy, your obedience also inspires us and shows us what transfers are for. And we receive instruction this evening because of your obedience and because of the presiding bishop's obedience to God. Long live the vision, long live soul winning, and long live the UD family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, why don't you put your hands together for her? All right. Thank you very much. I know what you are shouting over there. Well, Father, we thank you for your blessing today. These few minutes we are here to just dedicate this place. We thank you once again. Your grace has made it possible. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming. I see many pastors, men of God here. God bless you. We are honored by your presence. And as Bishop Eddy said, we would acknowledge all those who are present as soon as I'm done in a couple of minutes, few minutes. Right. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye my people. That was what Ida was singing. Saith your God, speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished and that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. So, there is a time where God speaks comfortably to you. And that time is the time when your warfare is accomplished. So, there is a warfare that we are called into. We are called to fight. And we are called to do war. And war against the enemy. So, Bishop Eddy, well done. I'm speaking comfortably to you. Your warfare is accomplished in moving here and building a church for God. You deserve a miracle, and you shall have it. Amen. Well done. And well done to all those that helped you. So, I believe that The work of God is just two things: building churches and winning souls. And no matter what word salads are going around today, when I say word salad, combination of words, big sounding words, they call it word salad. In psychiatry, we have a symptom called word salad. And no matter the word salads that are going around today about business, marketplace, politics, financial engineering, and what again? Huh? Securitization of future earnings. What? Hedging. And all these words, the work of God is one. And it is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So Jesus has commissioned us to build his church. And the second part of this, which came a little later, was go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach about Jesus. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, no matter the kind of messages that are coming about marketplace, I don't even know what that was. Somebody once invited me, actually, a few years ago, and he said I should come and preach about the marketplace, something market. And I told him, I don't understand the topic. I don't understand the topic. You know? And I really struggled to understand. So in the end, I told him, look, I don't know what you have invited me. I don't know it. So I can't preach about it. I have these topics I preach. I don't know what you are saying. So I preach my own message. Yes. Because I don't understand it. Yes. The gospel is that Jesus Christ came into the world to die on a cross for evil people. Now, we are very evil, no matter how good you look. I can see some eyes looking at me. Now, let me tell you, no matter how good you are a sinner and you are a wicked person, I tell you. Look, do you remember Jesus was talking to his disciples, and his disciples asked him, in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, Lord, teach us how to pray. We want to learn prayer. So as he was teaching them the Lord's Prayer, then he continued, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. You know, then he turned to his disciples and told them, you, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts. You see, being what? Evil. So he told John and Peter, you are evil men. You see, even though you are the ones asking about prayer, you are evil. Yes, you are evil. You want to pray, but you are evil. Know how to give good gifts. How much more will your Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So you can see that human beings, even though they want to be apostles, they are evil. And no matter who we are wicked sinners, helplessly evil. Yes. When I go on crusades and I've asked this question, how many of you have told a lie before? You can also answer. Raise your hand. Okay, put your hand. How many have told about 100 lies since you were born? Okay. How many have been jealous before? Put your hand down. How many have been fighting before? Fighting about something. How many have stolen? Thieves. All thieves raised up their hands. How many have stolen something before? How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? How many have committed fornication before? Some of you should raise your leg and your hand. Every town I go, I ask these five questions. And I get the same answer that I got here. Everywhere, everybody is the same in every country. Wicked, evil, sinners. And what is it? God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for us. It says that God sent Jesus in Matthew 1:21 to be a savior, to save us from our sins. For he shall save his people from their sins, not from financial problem. That's not our problem. Our problem is the sin. Yes. And nobody, no man of God, no pastor is wiser than Jesus. If Jesus came to die on a cross, and that's all that he did, you cannot insult him by setting that thing aside and coming to teach principles of life, principles of improvement of the economy, or empowerment of what? I don't even know what you are talking about. It's because you are uneducated. That's why you teach all these things in church. It's your ignorance. You've not been to school. Because if you've been to school, you will have learned so many things that you know you don't teach it in church. If I get up now and I start to teach you psychiatry, which is a very important subject, because a lot of people have mental problems in church and even in marriages, there are a lot of things. Yes. You will start to see that it's a very, very important subject. But we don't teach psychiatry in church. We teach it in medical school. Here we teach about the cross of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ and the cross and that Jesus died on the cross for you. That's what we teach in church. It's because you've not been to school. That's why you talk about money all the time, motivational speeches, empowerment, marketplace, and all this garbage. It has no place in the church. Just as physics has no place in the church. And chemistry is not to be taught in the church. Even though it's true, but it's not for the church.
The same way.
Yes. You have not been to school, that is why. Let me talk about psychological disorders. Personality disorders. Let me talk about schizophrenia and you see. One pastor got up, his wife went to work, and he went and he took the children in a flat in London. And he took that there were three children, about the 40th floor, and opened the window and threw the children out. I'm talking about the charismatic pastor. People have problems. So let me go into schizophrenia so that you understand some important things. Shall I start my lecture on schizophrenia? Symptoms of schizophrenia. Number one, paranoid delusions. It's very important. Take your notes and let's write. Let's put aside Matthew and let's talk about schizophrenia. You see, you are not educated. That is the reason why you are saying all these things in church. Just as I don't bring chemistry, physics, biology, internal medicine, surgery, and so on into the church. We don't have to bring all these things. You have misled the church. And you see, when you have big churches with big, big pastors saying all these things, it gives you the feeling that is there. They mention topics they sound so powerful. But you see, in psychiatry, we have a symptom in schizophrenia called word salad. The person mentions a lot of big words together. Say, okay, 1, 2, 3, it is important, engineering, financial, okay, psychiatry, medicine, okay, go up, marketplace, mention words together, and it doesn't mean anything. That's called word salad. And it's a symptom of madness. Yes, I'm teaching it in the church. And I can continue teaching important psychiatric symptoms in the church.
A lot of marital problems are psychiatric problems. Some of you are married to patients. Yes. I said some of you are married to patients, but you don't know. Yes. Because psychiatry, we diagnose by talking. When we talk to you or we hear you say certain things, we know that it's this disease. So I am telling you, the main thing is still the main thing. Oh. The main thing is still the main thing. It hasn't changed. I don't know who you are, but it's the main thing. Build the church. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. It will never change, no matter who changes it. Yes. And when we get to heaven, you see a lot of things. Yeah. So, I will build my church and I will go ye into the world and preach the gospel. That is our work. And that is why we are here. We are here because this is just one of many churches that we have to build. We have to build many churches. Listen, when Idahosa died some years ago, I thought to myself, is Nigeria changed? And I realized that no, it's more wicked than when he came. Since I started preaching, Ghana has become more evil. Yes, there is more wickedness in Ghana than there was 20 years ago. How many agree with me? Yes. So how come you think we have finished the work? Because there's a number of churches around. You see, you are deceived. You see, the reason that you are deceived is because of three clear conditions which are found in deceived preachers. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 8. It says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Barren or unfruitful, not in the knowledge of medicine or in the knowledge of economics, but in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the man 33 years old, died on a cross for the whole world. Either we believe it or not, Jesus is the answer for the world today. The church I was born into, Calvary Road. I see Pastor Fitz here, and Betty, my mother, and Bethel, and Pastor Imatiti. That group, with the songs we sang, and the things we believed, Jesus is the answer for the world today. That's where I learned Christianity. That's why I learned it in Calvary Road. I'm a Calvary Road product and Scripture Union. Yes, that's my group. Yeah. And we learned that Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. I first heard that song in the art center. Somebody sang it. Yeah. I don't know who sang it. Beautiful. And I sing it every crusade. I say, sing Jesus is the answer. In Uganda, in Zambia, in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, in Malawi, South Africa. Every sing Jesus is the answer before I preach. Jesus is the answer for the world today. He's still the answer for the world today. In the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you can be barren and you can be unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the knowledge of medicine. Or the knowledge of economics. Verse 9. Why do people become barren and fruitless? Three problems. Verse 9. It says, he that lacketh these things is blind We have a lot of blind people. Number two, they cannot see afar. And number three, they have forgotten that they were purged from their sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. So when you watch people preaching today, you see these three problems are what we have. Number one, you can't see far. Do you think Ghana is a Christian country? Travel and see. Look, I went for a crusade. We were driving between Ejura and crossing towards Kintampo. And then we go up to the north. I mean, you know our brothers. One after the other of their halls for worship. No church. No church. No church on the entire road. But the only church was Pentecost. Thank God for Pentecost.
Amen.
Yes. Charismatic with our big mouth. Nowhere to be found. Oh yes, with our big mouths. Nowhere to be found. You say we are a Christian country. Oh, then you don't know. You don't see far. That's why you stop evangelism. You don't see far. You only see here. Accra. Accra. It's like our leaders. You drive on the road and you say, Accra is developed. Oh, Accra is nice. Oh. You take a plane that lands in the daytime and sit by the window, either the left side or the right side. Choose the right or the left, but make sure you are by the window. Any plane that comes to Accra in the afternoon or the morning, and open your eye, don't sleep. Look out of the window and see. Brown sand. Accra is just like Salaga. There is no road in Accra. Yes. It is, if you were to mark the leaders, you would give low marks. Yes, you would give low marks. Very low marks. Yeah. Only that we are not, you don't want, they only want us to give them marks. If you give them marks, it will be very... It's our brown sand. 62 years of running our own, managing our own affairs. You see us, brown sand. It's only one main road that has got tar. It's because they can't see far. That is why the whole country is in depression. You know, I've traveled to every single country in West Africa. Last year, I was in Pandai, and I've never seen that poverty and the deprivation and neglect as I saw in Pasa, Pandai, Tatale, Zavzugu, Yendi. Oh, you haven't been. You don't see far. It's only Accra you see. That's why you think something has been accomplished. That's why you stop building churches. You don't see far. You don't see far. You are short-sighted. Oh, look at yourself in the Bible. Put it in see. Look. You cannot see far. That is what is wrong. That's why people stop building churches and start praising yourself. If we were sitting in Kolegono by now, look at from Kolegono to this place. It's pastors who don't see far, I tell you. Occupying the pulpits and important churches today. You don't see far. That's why you are sitting there praising yourself. Send somebody out and you see. And go out of Ghana. Ghana is the most Christian. Step one foot out and you see. We were driving in the north of Benin, Parakou, coming down from Sokode in Togo, in the north of Togo, to come down to Parakou. When we got to a town, they told us, never stop here. Never stop here. This place doesn't want Christian. There's nothing Christian here. You try to see, even stop your convoy here, you see what will happen. Pass and go. You are sitting here praising yourself. That's why you think something else. Even me, I'm not impressed with this church.
Yes.
It's nice, but it's nothing.
Yes.
It's nothing in the scheme of affairs. Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know, somebody who can't see afar, he comes from the third row, he can't see. Such people have to sit in the front in the classroom because when they are at the back, they can't even see a blackboard. Yes. When they are at the back, they don't even see the teacher. So many times people have come, miracle, my eyes have opened. I was sitting at the back, I can't see. So I have to sit in the front, otherwise I can't see the blackboard. We don't see far. Number two, We have forgotten about the blood of Jesus. That is why you have pastors preaching marketplace, I call it nonsense, and empowerment nonsense. What about the blood of Jesus? You see, as if the blood of Jesus is not, it's not relevant. I heard a great man of God talking. He said, me, I don't talk of this blood religion. Yes. He said, I don't talk of this blood religion. Then somebody asked him in an interview, but what about Jesus Christ? And I decided I will not know anything about with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, that's only one verse in the Bible. There are other things that are whatever important. He died in a rubbish dump. Yes, he died in a rubbish dump. Yes. I don't preach a blood religion. What is this? Look at it. He says, they've forgotten that we are purged from our old sins by the blood of Jesus. That's the topic that's important. You haven't been to school. That's why you've changed the preaching into some other topics. And maybe you are, if you went to school, you must be an art student. Yes. You must be an art student. That's why you are saying, yes, you couldn't get science. I tell you, if you had done science, you wouldn't be preaching like that.
Your back is covered.
Yes. It's the art students who are trying to bring their topics, economics, banking, and all this in word salad into the church. You have created words. It's true. You've forgotten the cross. Greater love has no man than this. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. This is the... You've forgotten all this. This is how we got saved, though. So, I mean, when I hear this word salad things, I don't owe it to the government to build either rubbish dumps, police stations, schools, orphanages, water. What do you call it? That's not, I'm not because going into all the world and build boreholes. No. But I've built more boreholes than those who are using it as their vision. I've built more boreholes to change even an entire district. Yes. Yes. My commission is not to go into the world to build orphanage. Although we have built the biggest orphanage in Ghana, that's not my job. That's not my job. It's just the love of God. It's the love of God. But my job is to talk about God and about Jesus Christ. Matthew 1:21, that God sent Jesus, Matthew 1, to save his people from their sins, not from their political leaders, not from their economic woes, not from anything, but from their sins. That's the meaning of Joshua, Yahushua, the Savior. And Savior from what? Savior from what? When Rawlings came, he was called JJ, Junior Jesus. That he was coming to save us, but not from our sins. He was coming to save us from economic hardship and all those things. If we are saved, we are here. We don't know whether we are saved. Are you saved? Three problems. One, 2 Peter 1 verse 9. You are forgotten, number one. Number two, you cannot see far. You are just seeing Accra. Accra. Never criticize the Catholic Church or you people. I don't want to say something. Never open your mouth. Any church, you go to the north, you see a Catholic bishop who speaks Italian. He's there. Whilst you are here saying things. You speak tree, you are not there. Somebody speaks Italian, he's there. When we went to Rwanda, Burundi, all those countries, you see white people, Catholics, they are there. Where? Africans will not go there to preach. Huh? Go to Burundi, you see the hills. Burundi hills. Town after town after town. There's no church. Go to Guinea. I had a pastor's conference. There were three benches with two people sitting on it. The whole town, there's no church. These two people came at the conference. There's no church there. The whole time I was in Gekedu. I was in Kisidugu. I was in Mamu. Do you know Mamu? You say you don't see far. Do you know in Nzerikore? I was there. I slept in Mamu in the night in my car because I didn't have anywhere to sleep. I was in Kindia. You have not been there. How this place you say there's no church? You bow down your head in shame. As we are always clapping for ourselves and we are doing well, praising ourselves. We don't see far. Yes. He that lacketh these things is blind. He cannot see far and he has forgotten. And is blind. Blind what? Means you can't see at all. Which is, you can't see heaven or eternity at all. Heaven and hell is not in your preaching. Lazarus and the rich man. When Lazarus, the rich man, went to hell, he cried, I need water. And he said, send Lazarus as an evangelist to my brothers. I have five brothers in Accra, just like Lazarus, just like me. And Abraham said, no. He said that he should listen to the prophets. Huh? He should listen to the prophets. The five brothers in Luke 16, the five brothers should listen to prophets and they will not come here. What are prophets preaching today? Real prophet is talking about heaven and hell. Or unless I'm reading a different Bible. Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Real prophet talk about heaven and hell. Otherwise, I question your prophethood. Real prophets talk about heaven and hell. This is the real prophecy. As for hell is coming, heaven is coming. You will go to hell if you don't give your life to Jesus. So, dear friend, you see, pastors and Christians, you can't see at all. You don't see a pastor preaching about heaven, hell. Why? It is because we have fallen so far. And that's why we become barren and unfruitful. Yes, barren and unfruitful. 2 Peter 1. Put 2 Peter 1, 8 and 9 together. If you know how to do it. Put it together. Yes. If these things, are you looking at the scripture? Beautiful. If these things are in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, but he that lacketh these things, you see, that is the, you lack what makes you fruitful, you see, and not barren. It's number one, cannot see far. Number two, is blind. And number three, has forgotten the actual basis of salvation, which is that he was purged. Purged by what? By the blood of Jesus. This is what causes barrenness in the church. These three problems. Yeah. Yeah. And today, people who preach about this look extremist. You look like you are overzealous. Are you always into evangelism? You dear challenge every day. Souls. Why? Leave us, let us rest. Wow. America used to send missionaries. No more. Assemblies of God, mission, whatever, they sold their headquarters, the missions, America, they sold it, Australia, they sold it, they sold the whole thing, it's over. Yeah, few people preach. You know, one day I preached in South Africa, and we were having breakfast the next day. I met a lady, She was with her husband, who has a big church in Zimbabwe. And I said, oh, how are you? You're fine. I hope you are enjoying the conference. She said, oh, yeah. And I've forgotten how it came up, but how is the preaching, like what's going on? She said, oh, you are an old-fashioned preacher. I said, old-fashioned preacher? What do you mean by old-fashioned preacher? She said to me, I didn't think your type of preaching still exists. He said that's the preaching I know. I thought there was nobody who preaches these kind of things again anymore. So I said, were you blessed? She said that I came at 8 and I stayed till 9. I stayed for 13 hours. I sat there for 13 hours as you preach. That alone should tell you whether I was receiving or whether I was enjoying the word. She said, I thought your type of preaching is, they have stopped preaching. That's the type of preaching I heard in Calvary Road. I was in Calvary Road on the day that Pastor Kofi Ampedu came to teach us a song. He said, I've got a new song. I said, okay. What song is it? Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. I was there. He said, play this. You play like this. You play like this. This is the song we sing. Take up your cross and follow me. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should give his life. Huh? Souls are parting to eternity. Souls are parting as the days go. Souls will part as the days go by. How many really will die in Christ? Those are the songs I grew up learning. Today, you hear them say, hey, Jesus, help me, Lord, now, bless me. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. Hey! Word salad in the music. Glory, awesome power, Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Barren, the church has become barren and unfruitful. These are the three plagues. It's true. Three plagues. So, don't praise yourself too quickly. It's not a time to praise for what? Because you are here. When you were coming from here, do you see how far? The road. Do you see the road? The people that are in Accra. More thousands. More. Which churches do they go? They don't go to church.
That's right.
Thousands of people. We need 1,000 of these churches. Not just one in some corner somewhere and we are praising ourselves at the age of 55. How many more years do you have to be 70? Small left. And your work is finished. You didn't do much. I don't believe in building one church. In the Bible, you never see one church. You always see a series of churches. Jesus standing in the midst of seven churches. You never see him in one church. It must always be a series of churches. A series of churches. I saw Jesus standing in the midst of seven churches. Genesis 28. In conclusion. And Isaac called Jacob. Beautiful. Now, whatever was said to Jacob, how many know that it applies to us? Amen? Because in Romans chapter 2, verse 28, it says in Romans 2, 28, he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. Verse 29. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. So you are Jews. Hey, I said, do you understand when I say you are Jews? So he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter. whose praise is not of men but of God. So I'm speaking to Jews. So there is the Israeli embassy in Ghana. They should take note of us. We are also here. We are part of the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. So whatever was said to Jacob is being said to you today. I said whatever was said to Jacob is being said to you today. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Now, your blessing starts with avoiding the Eve that is going to change your life. See, God had brought Adam, and Adam was over the whole world. Adam was flowing in the ministry. God had sent him. Then Eve came. They got married. And then a new thing came, which has not been there before. And all through in the history of ministry, you have the diversions and deviations that come in because of marriage. Yes. You see, something is going straight. It's going straight and it's going fast. Then, marriage to Eve. Then before I realized, the thing that was going straight is turning this way, this way. Sometimes you see the boat. If you are standing outside, you see the boat going up, down, left, right. It's that the captain is trying to stay. Yes. A simple thing that's supposed to go straight is not going straight again. Pressure from the right, pressure from the left, up, down. Japan Airlines, before it crashed into the mountain, the tail came off. So, for 1 hour, the plane was going up like this, straight up. Then it will go straight down. Then to go up and left. You can, if you are interested to watch plane crashes, you can go and Google it and watch it. Japan. They had enough time to write letters in the plane before they crashed. Yeah. But those who were watching on the radar, they didn't know what the plane was doing. Because the control has been tampered with. Up. They couldn't control it. That's how some lives are. You can't see which way it is going anymore. One marriage that you brought somebody to the cockpit to come and join you. Your calling has changed. And the ministry is no more clearly moving in a particular direction. You are looking at me because you don't understand the preaching. So the first part of the blessing was, go and don't take one of these women. Go and take one of these ones. These ones are not good. Go for this one. Not all women are the same women. I said not all women are the same. I know things. Yes. One day, a boy, 11 years old, he told his mother, mommy, you think I don't know things? I know things. 11 years old, he's telling his mother, I know things. Go and take a wife from that place. Verse 3. And God Almighty bless thee. Are you receiving this blessing? Yes. God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful. May God bless you today and may He make you fruitful. Now look, He says, and multiply thee. So Bishop Eddie, from now, This is the commission to multiply thee. You see, you times 10, you times 12, you times 20. When that happens, then comes after that thou mayest be a multitude of people. That's why I consecrate bishops. Because me times 10, you see, makes me into a multitude of people. Yes. So where you have just one powerful man of God, it's not much. He says, and Lord Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful. How? The Lord multiply thee, you times 10. So if I can get 12 of Bishop Eddie's, I'll become a great multitude. Yes. Multiply you. You multiply. I hope you are getting it. Not the ministry multiply. You multiply. More of you. You see, there comes a place where it's you that have to be multiplied. And multiply thee. Thee multiplied. More of you. Thee. More of thee. Multiply thee. Thee multiplied. We multiply more of you, how you are. You see how you are, how you are effective, what you are able to do, times 10 of you humans. That thou mightest become a multitude of people. So may, you see, I wish I would be times 100. Yes. Hallelujah. And I pray for you that you will be more you as a person. You see, I know, you know, sometimes I tell my pastors, you know, pastors try to do well. Like, I want to minister well. But, you know, I've passed that stage. I don't want to minister well. I want to multiply. I want more people like me who preach, who can multi. They also preach. They can also build. They can also build churches. They can also train people. They can also conduct camps. They can also commission. They can also ordain. I want more. I don't want to do well in that sense. I'm doing something. Yes. But I will multiply thee. Yes. Times you times 7. So from today, don't try to just perform or try to do well. Like I preached well or I ministered well. I mean, you've been preaching. That's not really. The Lord multiply thee, that thou mightest become a multitude of people. Verse 4. And give thee the blessing of Abraham. You see, Ida Hosa sang the song first time I heard it. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings. Not everybody has it. He said, and may God give thee Abraham's blessing, the blessing of Abraham. May God give you the, it's a specific blessing. He said, what is that blessing? That thou mightest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger. That the country and the nation where you are born in and where you are even a stranger, you actually possess the land. You possess the land for Jesus. The blessing of Abraham is to inherit a whole nation that you are a stranger in. You are born in as nobody, as nothing, not even accepted, not even wanted, but you inherit the whole land. That's the blessing of Abraham. And that's the blessing that Isaac spoke over his son, Jacob, after he told him, don't marry here. Go here and marry here. And the Lord blessed, God Almighty blessed thee, and be thou fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And the Lord give you the blessing of Abraham, that you will possess a land. You know, you are possessing the land. I say you are possessing the land. You are possessing the land where God has brought you. You are a stranger. You are nothing, but you are going to possess the land. And I believe that the basic is we are going to possess, we are possessing Ghana. Yes. And we are possessing Judea. You know, the other day, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. That you haven't done well at all. You have not been in Judea. I said, me, I've not been in Judea. What do you mean? He said, what about Togo? Palime, Atakwami, Sokode, Kara. Oh, you are sitting in Ghana. Did he not say go to Jerusalem? What about Judea? Togo and Benin is no small ones. It's a Judea. What about Parakou, Cotonou, Abomi Calavi? What about them? What about Cote d'Ivoire? It's our Judea. Yes. You are sitting in Ghana praising yourself. I don't understand that at all. Preach. What about Judea? Is just Cote d'Ivoire not Judea? Yes. Hey. What about Divo? And where? No. We went there. Daloa. And Man. And Bwake. And Yamoussoukro. Yomboduku. Is it not Judea? You wait till you see your judgment. I tell you, you people, you don't know. It's only that we are short-sighted. That's why we can't see. What about Burkina? Is it not our Judea? We are clapping for ourselves in Ghana. The top two cities in Burkina. Where are we? Ouagadougou, Bobo Dioulasso. We are nowhere. And we are clapping. Oh, you are a man of God. Man of God. Hey. Oh, glory to God. I thank God for your life. And oh, God is really using you. And you are also receiving foolish praises. The Lord give you the blessing of Abraham. The nation that we are strangers in, we shall possess it. Hallelujah. Bishops, I prophesy to you. You see the nations around us that we are strangers in, the Lord is giving us the blessing of Abraham. We'll possess all those nations. We'll build mega churches in all these countries by the grace of God and by the power of God. And you will live to see it practically in your life. May the Lord multiply you. May you increase mightily and greatly in the land. Lift your hand and thank God for this blessing of Jacob on your life today. Father, thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done. It's beautiful. We are grateful and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Pomota sambalana koporambale. Hey mama palana saparandali baba. Mende titolomo kaparandali mashata basato manakada la bandala. Thank you, Father, for this blessing. Lift your hand, everyone. Father, let the blessings that were spoken on Jacob rest upon everyone here. Multiply us, Lord. Let us become a mighty multitude according to your word. Give us the blessing of Abraham that we may see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you. As we thank you as we dedicate this church and as we give you praise for what you have done, we are glad and we are thankful that you have brought us this far. But Lord, we are not praising ourselves. It's nothing. Help us to see far and to not be blind. Help us not to be blind, not to forget how we came to know you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. No matter who ignores the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus, by which we are saved and by which we are delivered from our sins. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to dedicate the church. A dedication is a prayer. Stretch your hands out towards this building. Father, thank you for this building. Bishop Eddie, join me, please. Thank you for this building and for how far you've brought us. We are grateful. And at this time, we just anoint this building with the oil and the grace of God. Let it be an anointed building and a blessed building. We bless this ground and we bless this church
and we say, it's now blessed. And everyone who comes here is declared fruitful. And everyone who comes will come again. And when they are coming, they'll come with more people. The healing of the Lord shall be here. The grace of the Lord shall be here. Many shall be saved here. We dedicate this place for salvation, for the blood of Jesus, for healing of people's lives, for healing of the brokenhearted. We dedicate this place for speaking in tongues. We dedicate this place for the gifts of the Spirit. We dedicate this place for the move of the Spirit. We dedicate this place to the counsel of the Spirit. We dedicate this place for the training of pastors. We dedicate this place for the training of shepherds. We dedicate this place for the sending out of missionaries. We dedicate this church for multiplication to more churches. More churches, Lord, more churches. We dedicate this place that it shall be a center of excellence, a center of blessing, a center of healing, a center where the blood of Jesus will be spoken about and ministered to the ends of the world. We thank you, Father. Let angels ascend with our prayers into your presence. And let angels descend in this place with answers to our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let every accursed person or evil eye that looks upon this building go blind today. In the name of Jesus Christ. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. No evil shall come near this place. It is now a holy ground. We declare the Kadesh to be holy ground. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And everybody shouted, Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I don't know Jesus as my Savior. Please help me. I want to go to heaven. I want Jesus to save me. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand like this high. And I'm going to pray with you specially before we close. Just lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. Maybe somebody invited you. But deep down, you know that you are far from God. Jesus, help me. I want Jesus today. If you are here, you want to give your life to God tonight, then lift your hand up high like this. And if you have lifted your hand, come to me in the front quickly. Come to me from where you are standing. I'm going to pray with you. Come all the way here.
Give him your life today.
Come on, my friend. Come on. I want to pray with you. Come on. Come to Jesus. God bless. Clap for them as they come. Come from the back. Come from outside. Come from wherever you are. I want God. I want Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. Help me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Come on. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Clap for them as they are so. Many people are still coming. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. Lift your hand and let's pray. Father, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Forgive me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Say it out. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Have mercy. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, say from today, I give my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Change me from today. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for saving me. Now say after me, Satan. Satan, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, from today, I will not serve you again. Satan, I will not follow you again. From today, in the name of Jesus, I belong to God. Now lift your two hands. Say, Jesus, I love you. I thank you. From today, I will serve you and I'll follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.